one is allowed to mitzvah adin. One, if this person has saliva, is allowed to spit in the shul. Mitzvah adin even on the floor, provided he does that in his house. If you don't do that in your own home, so the shul is not less than your home. In the olden days, they used to have earthen floors, so people should do it. The person should try to be from the asor yishoyim, first 10 people. In this meeting is much easier, not much competition. But even so, you should try to be for the first 10. The extra star. First, was that they used to have the Knessios in the fields. And it says not only that, but even if the Knessios in the city, but at night, then if you are there and there's one person left, you shouldn't leave when he finishes his tefillah, so that he shouldn't get nervous in his tefillah. He's left by himself. If the person is making an exceptionally long Shemoneh Esrei, he will not be quiet to leave. The person who has to walk to get to a shul for a meeting, if he's in the town, he should walk at least, if it's even up to 18 minutes away, he should walk to get to the minyan. More than that, he's not a free. If he's not traveling and going the direction of the minyan, then the shir is 4 milim, which is 72 minutes. This medrash kavua has a bigger kedusha than the basic medrash. Misses to be to daven there. So Baruch Hashem over here got the minor, the basic knesses, the basic medrash. It's better to daven such a place than a place that just has running the whole time and doesn't have a basic medrash.